There's a reason for this song from Michael Jackson as we kick things off on Pep Talk this morning. We've got Fallon in the house, and she's got her Michael Jackson outfit on this morning. Nice. There it is. There it is. So very exciting. We've got an exciting event coming up. Which is now called, let's see, this is the Fallon Lewing, who's going to be presenting Michael Jackson, a thrilling tribute. Of course, a tribute to the Mr. Michael Jackson and his fabulous music. But what's neat about this whole thing is that this is a collaboration with several organizations here in Pensacola. So right off the bat, we've got my friend Jill Hubbs, who is here from WSRE. And we have Michelle, who's her mom, Fallon's mom. And Michelle Scott Lewing, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and then we also have this morning with us Krista, who is with Valerie's house. So they're sharing a mic over there, so we'll do the best
we can.
Good
morning. Great to be on, as usual.
So there's a lot happening with this, and I wanted to hear kind of specifically about what this is all about. So who wants to go first?
Well, I can go first.
Okay, Michelle, you go right ahead.
Sure thing. So we're very, very excited and honored to be collaborating with. So first of all, I'm Michelle Scott Lewing. I'm the producer for the Michael Jackson, a thrilling tribute charity event. And we are collaborating this year with Valerie's House. Very exciting. That is the charity that Fallon has selected this year to support, since we learned from Krista, their director, that approximately 30% of their population is on the autism spectrum, in addition to, you know, the cause, which is grieving, you know, grieving children and their families.
Right.
So that's why Fallon selected the cause, and we're super excited about that. We're also very excited to be collaborating with WSRE PBS in that cause, because they have a wonderful thing that they are presenting this year with regard to autism. So all of us are jumping in together to, you know, help each other out through this process in supporting Valerie's House and autism here in the Panhandle.
Well, that's what I love about this community, because we do find so many ways to collaborate. I had the privilege of working with Krista this past year with the leadership class and our little garden in the back, so I've gotten to know her really well. But I was surprised when I heard that it's a high statistic, 30% of the kids that come to you have autism. I did not realize that.
Yeah, so there are there's obviously a spectrum, but we have a lot of kids who are on the spectrum, and you know, being able to provide a space for every child that is grieving is incredibly important for us. And, you know, oftentimes too, when there are a variety of traumas going on in children's lives, and then, you know, anything that they are working on, autism or, you know, ADHD, things like that, I mean, that just adds an additional layer to what they need to work through. And so we are incredibly grateful to be partnering with Fallon and Michelle, and being able to serve our children and bring awareness to not only autism, but also National Children's Grief Awareness Month, which is this November. So it's fitting that we're doing all of this in the month of November.
Yes, that's really, really perfect. So Fallon and her mom have come here from Las Vegas, correct? From Nevada?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I want to hear a little bit about your journey and how this all began. How did you... I know that you had mentioned to me last time you were on the show that you loved Michael Jackson from a very early age. Now, I love Michael Jackson, but I'm not sure I could ever do Michael Jackson's dance moves. How did you get started with all that? How did this all happen? How did this all begin?
You know, so I've always loved Michael since I was little. My parents raised me on his music. So, you know, I never saw performing like him coming until I was maybe
You definitely
12.
You got the outfit. She is sparkling today. She's got the MJ look for sure.
Thank you so much. You know, just watching him over the years, and not only learning his music and the way he dances and such, but also learning what he did with those things to help people and to help communities. It really inspired me, you know, with struggles myself growing up with autism. It really hit close to home, and it inspired me to want to try and reach out and do the same for other people in the little ways that I could. And just over time, with starting out at the Reno, Nevada Little Theater with two wonderful dancers that have been in my crew for the past 11 years, we started there, and my team of people who just so generously have given their time, they've jumped in and helped, and we've just kind of become this big production that's going out to help different communities, including the children of Valerie's house. You know, this is something that was close to Michael's heart, helping children, you know, giving them a brighter future.
Mm-hmm.
And,
no, that sounds wonderful. And the performance is coming up. It's going to be at the Sanger Theater, and it is going to be on Saturday, November 23rd, I believe, at 7 o'clock. Guess what we're doing today? We have 4 tickets to give away right now. So all you have to do to get the tickets to see this show, and Michelle mentioned some of the other dance groups that are local that are also going to be participating. If you're interested in tickets, what I'll do is the third person to text in, the number is 850-437-1620. You'll be the winner of the ticket. So
awesome.
Now is the time to text on in, and we'll get those out to you.
Absolutely. So the other dance, so we have wonderful support from Dance Academy of Santa Rosa this year, which is their first time joining Fallon. As there's 8 members as part of her backup team, and we also have a nice crew from LaBelle Performing Arts and Pensacola Youth Ballet, who are also involved. So there's, it's a smaller group, but a very mighty group, I will say. And then we have some, of course, we have our Reno, Nevada team and then our Las Vegas team. And I wanted to clarify something really quick. You mentioned about us being from Las Vegas. So we live in Las Vegas now about 3/4 of the time.
Right.
But we are actually natives of Pensacola.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
I was thinking.
Here.
Oh, okay. That's so neat.
We have a second home here, and we come here about 25% of the year.
Okay.
And so Fallon and her brother Chase were both born here, and we own a company here out in Ellison Field. So, yeah, we're...
How did I not know all this?
We're natives.
That's great.
We're part of the tribe.
So it's like a homecoming to come back here,
exactly.
Isn't it?
And that's why, you know, Fallon's heart and my heart are here in Pensacola to support our community here. This is our community. So.
And that's really wonderful, and especially with the combination to me with Valerie's house and autism and the grief, you know, November being grieving month, and just all of it together, it's like the perfect storm, but a good one. A really good one. And also coming up, we have the Festival of Trees that's coming up this weekend at WSRE, and I'll be at the Jean Amos Pavilion there. Jill, you want to mention, because I think that isn't Fallon going to be performing that Saturday?
She will be on Saturday, right? Yes, the Festival of Trees at WSRE is free and open to the public, and it is at the Amos Performance Studio right there by the tennis courts at Pensacola State College. And yes, Fallon will be performing on Saturday at that, and it's open Friday from 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 6, and Sunday 10 to 3. Beautifully decorated trees and wreaths, but also great entertainment, such as Fallon. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to know Fallon and Michelle and their family for a number of years and have watched her perform and grow as a performer, and she is amazing. And we're just excited to have her be a part of our event. But I also wanted to, you know, Michelle invited me to come today because PBS does some things for those on the autism spectrum, too. And that is, there are several shows that have characters, and there are resources, lots of PBS resources. But on Thursday, Carl the Collector is going to premiere, and it is the first PBS Kids series with an autistic main character.
Oh, wow. That's so special.
It is. And it is an amazing show. Carl is actually... a raccoon, and it's an animated show for children ages 4 to 8, and he collects all kinds of things. But it's a great show to be able to let kids know how to help their friends who are on the autism spectrum, and you know how it's relatable stories and situations. And it's just, I think this show is great because it celebrates our differences and our commonalities, and it just also, you know, showcases that we all have something unique to offer, no matter who we are, or you know. So that is, it will premiere on the 14th, Thursday, at 10 a.m. on PBS Kids, our 23/4 channel, at 7:30 a.m. on our main channel, and you can watch it anytime on the PBS Kids app.
Wow, that's very exciting. So that, and now, again, what are the times of the performances for Fallon? Because she's going to be performing at the Festival of the Trees, right? Or do you not know yet?
Yes, so on Saturday the 16th, Fallon will be performing at WSRE PBS a couple of numbers.
That's what I said. It's like a nice preview.
Yeah.
It's like a sneak peek.
Sort of, yeah, get everybody excited. And that will be at 5 p.m.
Okay, there you go. 5 o'clock on Saturday.
And can I say one more thing?
Absolutely.
About that
collaboration? We've got plenty of time.
We're so excited because this is It's funny when you circle the wagon around a particular cause or a particular population, and everybody coming together in this manner just really, it's through all the difficulty of putting on a big production like this, which, trust me, my entire house is a Michael Jackson house right now, wardrobe and all.
I'm not surprised.
Right. But, you know, at the heart of it is autism and caring about the community. And so we are collaborating, like I said earlier, with WSRE, with Valerie's house, and I'd like to throw in that Sacred Heart Hospital's Autism Center is also part of this collaboration. Their director couldn't be here today because she's on maternity leave, but we are so grateful to Will Condon, president of Sacred Heart, Ascension Sacred Heart, that he also would like to see a nice, firm collaboration in this community between all of the stakeholders who want to help with this autism cause. So just wanted to throw that in.
Appreciate that, and they do so much in the community that makes such a positive difference. So thank you for mentioning them. Absolutely. And, you know, maybe there's someone that's tuned in this morning that is just not that familiar with autism. You know, that was something that, for me, being of my generation, that was not something that we understood or knew about. And so now we have such a much better understanding. But maybe someone listening to this morning, can you talk a little bit about autism? What does that mean exactly?
Autism, just as you probably heard, is autism spectrum is a little conglomeration of neurodevelopmental symptomatic behaviors, and it is a full spectrum. Everything from severe autism, nonverbal, even at sometimes non-ambulatory children that are, still in diapers.
And that's the thing about it is it's not like one very obvious thing.
Right.
I mean, it's a multiple diagnosis, multiple symptoms, from what I understand. And when you say the spectrum, so it's going from minimal symptoms to possibly the worst.
Exactly.
Or debilitating, so probably a better word.
People that sometimes move on the spectrum as well. So when my kids were young, they were both, nonverbal. Fallon was delayed in walking. She also had a severe speech impediment. She was, she stuttered. She, had a number of symptoms. And then my son was, toe walking, hand flapping, self injurious, nonverbal, head banging to the young man that he is today, which he drives a car. He's completely, engaged in the community and just a very warm, engaging person and very smart. He's, in architectural design school and wrote his own patent. So,
because they also say this, several of them can also be on the genius side. So
right. And so I think that that's at the heart of it, too, by the way, is I think, these kids are just so smart that it creates a traffic jam in the brain and really kind of, interrupts the social skills process and the communication process. But they're geniuses.
Right.
But I want to circle back to that and say that, you can see that with a lot of support, and we want to offer hope that if you have a child right now that's nonverbal, say 3 years old, and you're very concerned, I urge you to get a diagnosis and check in with your community providers and start the process early and getting them the supports that they need so that they can move on the spectrum, so that they can overcome some of these disadvantages and these disabilities to end up being the best that they can be and accomplishing as much as they possibly can. And if you don't know where to turn and you have questions about that, please email me or text me, and I'm happy to direct you in the right direction for that here in the Panhandle.
Well, do you mind giving out your email over the air?
Not at all. You can reach me at Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, at acharlieonnancyvvictor.org.
One more time.
Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, at A, C as in Charlie, O, N, Nancy, V, Victor.org.
Wonderful.
And then I'm happy to give my cell phone number as well.
Okay.
850-291-6778.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 Pep Talk this morning. We are here with our friends from WSRE, Valerie's House, and the upcoming show, Fallon Lewing, presenting Michael Jackson's A Thrilling Tribute. If you have a question or you would like to talk to Fallon, the number here is 850-437-1620. And Fallon, so your mother just said that you had trouble walking when you were young?
Yes, ma'am.
And now you're doing Michael Jackson moves on the stage in front of huge audiences? That's incredible.
Stark contrast.
That's incredible.
All glory to God on that one.
Wow. That's so. What's your favorite thing, Fallon, about doing this?
about, there's so many factors.
It's a trick question. I know. tell us what's so good.
I think, you know, aside from dancing with such a wonderful crew, being able to watch the kids in the audience smile and have fun, you know, some of the kids get up and dance, and you even see some of the older people kind of jamming out in their seats, and it's so wonderful to see that something that we're doing up there is bringing people joy, you know? That's something that Michael wanted to do with his music and his dancing, and I feel like being able to help perpetuate that is the best thing ever.
I definitely bet there's going to be quite a few Valor's House kids up in the dancing around when you're up on that stage. It's difficult not to want to do that.
And I do understand that you're also taking sponsorships, is that correct, for tickets? So maybe talk a little bit about that so that the kids from Valerie's House can come. My understanding is that you had a sponsor that already has purchased several tickets. How does that work?
So we are incredibly blessed. I mean, we're going to have, right now, about 50 children have secured tickets as a gift. And but we, you know, have over 300 children who are at who come to Valerie's House to receive support after the loss of a loved one, and to be able to connect with other kids their same age who are going through those similar experiences. And so we would love to be able to offer, you know, more tickets to these children. So, you know, welcome anyone who might have a heart for giving and for these kids, so that they we can offer it to more, and they can come and see Fallon perform and the amazing show. My daughter's actually performing in it as well,
that's super exciting. Yes, that's great.
And she's incredible.
Oh, I love it. It's just such a power of example, and for these kids to, you know, everything about Michael Jackson's music is uplifting, and it's the dance is fantastic, and, you know, these children are going through a difficult time to be able to be treated to something like this, especially if they've lost one or a sibling, a parent, so they're able to go and just do something for a little while and have fun. What a great thing to sponsor, I think.
We were doing a Gentiva Hospice actually hosted a Halloween and Fall Festival at Valerie's House in the backyard. Thank you, Leap Pensacola, a class of 2024. And Fallon walked in her getup, and everyone kind of did the double take. And then she did some Michael Jackson moves, which I can't do. And they were all enamored immediately. And so it will be so exciting to be able to take them to see her perform.
So best thing to do would be to contact you, Krista, in regards to that, or to Michelle. What do you think?
Yeah, they can either one, but the best way to get in touch with us just would be Pensacola@valerieshouse.org is our email address, and that would be an easy way to get in touch with either one of us around that cause. But we would be forever grateful, and so we're all children.
Well, we did have a CEO of a manufacturing company in Pensacola that has donated 50 seats, which is just extraordinary. So there's still more room in the house at the Sanger that someone, if they decide they'd like to support this event. Yeah. So again, the event itself is going to be at the Sanger Theater. It's on Saturday, November 23rd at 7 o'clock. And guess what? Sarah won our first round of tickets.
Yay! You're going to love it. Sarah. You are in for a treat, Sarah.
And guess what? I have another round of tickets to give away. So all you got to do is don't call, but text me at 850-437-1620. And then the third person that texts in will be our next winner. All right. So we've got autism. We've talked about that. Michelle's looking at me. Go ahead, Michelle. She's giving me the high sign. We want to make sure we cover everything this morning.
So I want to talk about the show itself. So
great.
Give a little bit more insight about the show and let Fallon talk about it too. So, you know, have Fallon talk about her vantage point, but I want to say that we have a tremendous amount of just precious volunteers that help Fallon accomplish this goal. They get behind her and they scaffold her in this process. These are adults who travel all the way across the country from Reno, Nevada, Las Vegas. They have jobs, they have children, they have, you know, life like the rest of us, but they stop everything and spend months rehearsing, and all as volunteers. They're not compensated. They don't want to be compensated. They want to help. And so they're all traveling in this coming week. They all arrive on the 20th of November, and we'll start rehearsals here to, you know, get ready for the show. But also the same goes for the local dancers from the studios that I mentioned earlier. PYB and LaBelle and Dance Academy of Santa Rosa, they're all volunteers putting in, you know, the time. I also want to mention that we have a fantastic supporter and sponsor this year, the Peachtree Group from Atlanta, who has donated all of the hotel rooms to our crew that flies in from
Vegas.
That's
that is huge.
A strenuous donation. And without them, we couldn't do the show. The cost for the hotels alone is exorbitant. And then we also have a couple of potential, and I say potential, donors on the meals that we're going to have to provide for all of our volunteers. So if there's any organization out there that would like to help us with the meals, you know, thank you for that. We have a couple of dinners to cover, a couple of lunches to cover. So
and so how long are they going to be here, the days that they'll be here and need to be fed? What
so
are those days?
They arrive on November 20th, pretty late in the evening. So all of them are going to come to our house for wardrobing, and we're going to feed them.
Okay.
And then, so then, we're going to feed them. So, you know, we probably better do that. And then on the 21st, so we have a lunch to, you know, figure out on the 21st and a dinner. A lunch and a dinner on the 22nd, and then the same goes on the 23rd. So
okay, and that's the day of the performance.
Yes.
And someone texted in, we have not mentioned the price of the tickets and where they can get them. That might be helpful, wouldn't it?
Oh, sure. That would be really helpful. So you can get the tickets at the Sanger box office. You can also get them on the Sanger website, which is sangerpensacola.com, I believe. I better look at that.
I can look that up
that
real quick, too.
That is pensacolasanger.com.
PensacolaSanger.com. Okay.
And then last but not least on Ticketmaster, which, you know.
And they do also have a box office where you can go in person.
Yes,
at the Sanger Theater as well.
At the Sanger Theater box office, which I highly recommend for the most cost-effective manner. Tickets start at $30, and there's different price brackets, you know, on up to $85 for VIP.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, you know, a whole gamut of price brackets there and seating opportunities.
And then the proceeds, a portion of the proceeds from the event go to?
Valerie's House.
Valerie's
Correct.
House. Okay.
Absolutely.
Very
they
good.
Are, they are our beneficiary this year. So we really need your help in filling those seats so that we can, you know, take good care of Valerie's House this year.
And it's a show not to be missed. It is you will just walk away thinking that you have actually seen Michael Jackson himself.
I'm not surprised, because if you could see Fallon's outfit this morning, just
She's
that
amazing.
In and of itself.
Oh, actually, there's something special about this outfit.
Yes,
so,
tell me.
Michael Jackson, he implemented this one thing into his jackets where he'd put an armband on his upper right arm. I have that on today, and there's actually a meaning behind that. It's not just there for show.
Oh, please tell me.
The reason he wore those armbands is because it was a statement for the suffering children all around the world. And he said that he would never take that armband off of his jackets until all of their suffering was gone.
Wow.
So,
so you're wearing
pick
it.
This up
and you're wearing your armband.
The same thing.
Oh, that is so special. That is really special,
and
Fallon.
The dancers will have that armband on too. You'll see that in the opening number. And that is a signal to the audience that they're there to support grieving children, children on the autism spectrum, and the children of this community, the children of PBS. Everybody.
It's a really quite an amazing collaboration. So, Krista, with Valerie's House, if someone knows someone that possibly has recently lost a loved one and their young children are having a hard time, how do they get in touch with you and the services at Valerie's House?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up. So you can find us at valerieshouse.org/Pensacola is our website. And again, our email address is pensacola@valerieshouse.org. So those are two great ways to find us. It's also on Facebook, Valerie's House, Pensacola, and always can call us at 850-266-0795. And I wanted to bring up something, though, just piggybacking on what you said about, you know, if they've lost someone recently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, grief doesn't have a timeline.
So true.
And, you know, it doesn't have to necessarily be a recent loss.
Okay.
And so I don't want that to prevent anyone out there who might be listening from wanting to get in touch with us and get help. I personally didn't even start dealing with my own grief of losing my mom when I was 11.
Right. It's a lifetime. It's a lifetime. Just want to thank everyone for being here this morning. We had Fallon Lewing here with her mother, Michelle, Jill from WSRE, Krista from Valerie's House. Our winner for the second round of tickets to go to the show is Teresa Schiller. So congratulations, Teresa. Yay. The show, again, will be at the Sanger on Saturday, November 23rd. You can go to their website. Thanks for being here today.